All right, you want to talk to the truck driver whose truck was hanging halfway over the Deception Pass Bridge a little earlier this morning?
Hell of a way to start the day.
Let's say hi to Jeff. Oh. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing?
We're better than you. Yeah. Well, actually, you're probably better than us.
I'm doing pretty good now.
He's got a renewed life and vigor and zest.
You're grateful to be alive.
Thankfulness.
For those of you who aren't aware, this was earlier this morning. Jeff was driving his truck across the Deception Pass Bridge.
Semi-truck.
When a gust of wind, some say it was 80 miles per hour, those gusts were anyways, on that bridge, blew Jeff's truck across the bridge. And if you go to the Brad and John Facebook page, you can see his truck hanging halfway over that bridge. The tow truck driver, Joe, talked to us a little earlier this morning. He uprighted your truck and so now it's off there, and you got your truck and you're gone. But describe, Jeff, you give us your description of what happened, what time this was in the morning, and what happened.
Okay, it was about 1:04 in the morning, and I was driving across the Deception Pass from Anacortes, going north to south on Highway 20. And just I got on the bridge. They're doing construction on the bridge. They have all these contraption, like scaffolding and everything. And past six cars that were swerving, I got about halfway through, and about 150 feet from getting off the bridge, all of a sudden this wind blew and picked up the back of my trailer and shoved me to the other side of the road. And then I had to put on the brakes. All of a sudden my front end was over, and I was sideways.
What's going through your mind at that point?
I couldn't believe it was happening. Never happened to me ever before.
When you say,
and I was just thinking about how to get out of there.
Well, when you say it blew you across, what did it feel like? Were you sliding? What kind of sensation is that? You're used to going forwards or backwards. What was that like?
It felt like somebody just slapped the truck, and it went on eight wheels. And the only thing that stopped me was just pulling the brakes, because I was almost jackknifed, but it straightened it up, and then it just came to a rest on the railings.
So if you hadn't pulled that brake, and that this happened in a split second, you think your truck would have gone over the bridge?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the trailer was up in the air. It was like a kite. And the only thing that was holding it down was a tractor.
Yeah. And so,
when I turned up, I was sideways, and my passenger was over the side. And I was looking down at the water, or the darkness.
Yeah, I would have been glad it was pitch black and couldn't see at that point.
I was definitely glad about that.
Yeah, and so the wind is howling, and you are at a 45-degree angle, perched over the bridge. What do you do next?
Well, I was trying to balance. The truck was rocking 3 feet both ways, down and up, and I didn't know which way it was going to go. I reached over the open door, and I couldn't get out of the driver's side, so I went to the passenger side. The wind was so heavy, I couldn't open the door, so I reached for the window, opened the window, and I broke it. Oh, no. So I had to reach down and open it from the driver's side, and then the wind came in there, like it blew everything around, like something blew up. So then I climbed out, and then I jumped off the back of the truck and try to find Wi-Fi, because on that bridge you can't get Wi-Fi connection, so you can't get 911. So I had to walk about a half a mile to get 911 while the truck is teetering.
Wow.
So it's teetering? Like, can you hear it? Can you see it teeter?
Yeah. I had left my headlights on in case another car was going to try to come, and you could see the lights going up and down.
Yeah,
and the state patrol didn't want to get near it. They said, no, we're just going to leave it there. So at 1 o'clock, it finally got removed at 7.
Again, this is...
The weird thing about it, that the truck didn't get damaged at all.
You were able to drive the truck away?
Oh, yeah. After they uprighted it and had a scratch and a broken mirror.
This is Jeffrey Miles, who drives
And all the mail was secure. No damages.
All the mail was secure. He drives a truck from Mail Management Service. There's mail in this truck, and it was 1 o'clock this morning when Jeff was blown across the Deception Pass Bridge. That's 180 feet above the water, and the truck is hanging halfway over the bridge. And Jeff is able to, you smash that window, and then you got out. You were able to climb out of that truck, and no one was injured. You weren't injured. No other vehicle. Nobody was injured, right?
Yeah, right. And it happened so fast. And the one thing, it was eight cars had just passed me, and just turned the corner, and that's when it happened. The security guard, they had a security guard up there on the Succession Pass. He seen me hanging there, and he tried to come and help me.
Wow. Is the Deception Pass bridge part of your normal commute every day? Do you go over that quite frequently?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Are you going to pucker the next time you have to drive over that thing?
I'm going to anchor myself to the guardrail.
I think so. So your truck is there, and then you're just, this is 1 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing between the time that this happens and Joe, who we talked to a little earlier this morning, gets his tow truck out there? Your truck is just sitting there.
Oh, yeah. And rocking. So,
and rocking.
They wouldn't let us on the bridge because the wind gusts were so heavy, they almost took a person off of the bridge. So they made everybody stay off the bridge. And they had to wait till the wind calmed down so they could get it uprighted.
So they upright the thing and you just drive it off?
Oh, yeah.
Where
there
is
was
it?
No damage to it.
Where is it now?
Oh, it's parked over at the post office.
It's just sitting there.
Just another day.
It's okay to go.
Oh, yeah. I bring my horses back.
If my stimulus check was in the back of that truck, if my stimulus check was in there, it would have gone over. I would have said, oh, yours is at the bottom of the Deception Pass.
Oh, no.
So do you?
That's the funny thing about.
Go ahead.
That's the funny thing about it. Nothing got damaged. And these are letters. Nothing got disturbed. They're still in order. Everything else.
Man.
Nice job.
That surprised me.
Well, nice job.
You feel like you got a new lease on life? How do you feel after this?
I feel like I need to retire early.
Yeah. Maybe you need to go get that big lotto at the end of the week, man, that half-billion-dollar lotto or something.
Everybody told me to buy one. I'm going to buy two of them today.
There you go.
Dude, yeah, you already won. Judging by the pictures that are on the Brad and John Facebook page of that truck hanging over the Deception Pass Bridge, you've already won the lottery, man.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you for calling. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeffrey Miles. Thanks, buddy. Glad you're doing well.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Cheers, buddy.